Fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
Back at it once again on your Friday to help you ladies feel fabulous each and every day. And the fabulous people that enter into my life, I love to share with you. And that is why we are here today. But first, as always, it's always a nice pleasure to see my girl, Janet Cresson, a lovely co-host on Wisconsin's 57 Girl Talk. How are you, girl?
Good. Good morning.
So yesterday, you happened to have been at William Thomas Custom Jewelers. What was going on over there?
Yeah, so William Thomas, they're over on University Avenue, sort of by Whole Foods in the hospital area. And he's got a special event coming. He doesn't typically do those kinds of things. On November 28th and 29th.
Let me say,
is that a Wednesday and a Thursday? We're not sure. Okay. but he's got an event where he's going to be there and you can stop in and he's going to be giving away extraordinary pricing. And if you're not familiar with them, they do custom work, which you gotta love. Makes things one of a kind. And he's got super classic or he's got super edgy stuff.
I love it.
He had a gold skull necklace pendant there that was like super edgy, and then he's got beautiful classic pieces, so he can do anything.
He can do everything. And again, when it came to Bill, he fixed my grandmother's ring. It's an heirloom, very special to me. The stone went really bad looking, and I brought it somewhere else, and they're like, no, we can't fix that. It will break the gold. And then I showed Bill, because I was doing Girl Talk at the time, and he's like, yes, I can fix that. So super excited. Again, he's showcasing sparkling jewelry and exquisite designs, and it's a big holiday sneak peek event that's happening, like Janet said, on the 28th and 29th. So that makes you feel fabulous. It also makes you feel fabulous when I go and see my boy Dr. Rich at New Health Chiropractic. I went and saw you yesterday. I'm feeling fabulous today. So we are super excited, Dr. Rich, to have you here today.
And I am super excited to be here today, Krista.
I love the topic that we're going to be talking about today, because I know that I'm all about wearing heels. I'm short. I have to, or my pant legs will just grow and, you know, get all wrecked on the ground. So today is all about fashion and how it costs our body a lot, honestly. So that's very, very fun. So tell us, Dr. Rich, of course, why are high heels seriously bad for our backs in general?
Well, you know, when you put on that jewelry and you have to put on those high heels and go out into the public, when you put those high heels on, it puts all the weight on the forefoot of your foot. And so that makes your pelvis tilt forward, which causes you to get more of a J-Lo booty, which is what makes you look good, right?
Ooh, yeah.
We got to have that big booty sticking out there. But what that does is increase that curve in the small of your back, and it puts a lot of pressure on the back. Then it casts you forward, which then makes you pull your head back, and puts a lot of strain on those muscles in your upper back, too.
So if I can just, we're on Facebook Live, by the way. If I could show you these bad boys, can you see that heel? Now, is this a bad heel for me?
It is not terrible because it's nice and wide and chunky,
okay,
but it's too high. So you want to look at something that's a little bit lower than that if we can for everyday wearing. So, but if you have to wear them out, then it's not the worst thing if it's a little chunkier. The stilettos are the worst ones. So, you know, I always laugh because I have a few friends, Brianna Banks, Kendra Banks, and Bianca Lynn Breeze, who are performers.
Oh, sure,
who put on some heels, and they can put on some stilettos and do some things that I can't even do in tennis shoes. So I'm always amazed at what they do. And so I wanted to put a shout out to them, because anybody that can even walk around like you can, Krista, in those things, I don't know how it happens, because I can't even walk across a tennis court without tripping over the lines.
So. We love the drag shows, honey. They are the best, for sure.
Okay, Dr. Rich, so if we're not really supposed to wear those higher heels, what do you suggest then? What are the best shoes to wear when we do have to go out versus maybe our everyday shoes?
Like I was saying, you know, a flatter shoe is better. You want to have some arch support in it.
You just don't feel as sexy in a flat shoe.
You don't.
I know.
You feel kind of frumpy sometimes, right?
Yeah, right. Dude.
That little 2-inch heel. I mean, I'm all about, you know, working alongside you, but one of the things you can do is, when you pick out those shoes, is make sure that you're wearing them for longer than just a couple minutes in the store.
Oh, when you're trying them on?
Yeah. So, you know, take them home, wear them around the house for an hour, make sure that, you know, they're comfortable on your foot. And if you can find something with a little strappy thing that goes across the top of your foot that still looks sexy, or maybe even the gladiator shoes, I call them, that have the laces that go all the way up them. Anything that's going to hold the shoe onto your foot so you're not gripping with your toes, because that also causes some pretty bad problems with your low back.
Really? I hadn't heard that before. Have you?
No.
Can you explain that a little
bit?
Yeah.
So when you grip with your toes, it's kind of like holding flip-flops on your feet.
Yeah.
You tense up your calf muscles. Mm-hmm. Then you have to, it's called the kinetic chain, so it affects things all the way up your back. So it causes your calf muscles to get tight, which then causes your hamstrings to get tight, which then causes your hip flexors to get tight. And then that pulls everything together, and then you're not able to be as mobile, so everything kind of locks down. So when you see people with really tight hamstrings, it's typically because they're doing something with their feet or their shoes, or they're just not.
Is that you, Krista? Do you have tight hamstrings?
Oh, yeah, honey. I'm all tight everywhere. By the way, we're on Facebook Live, so if you want to ask Dr. Rich a question, please do so, or give us a call, 321-0931. Now, I was just assuming, because I'll be honest, Dr. Rich, I just look like a complete dork walking around in heels. I cannot wear heels. I don't know, Janet, if you can sport these high heels. Is it a gift that you can either walk in these, or is it my body? Like, some bodies are just allowing themselves to walk in heels. I can't do a skinny high heel.
So I think it's an art form that you learn to walk in.
Okay,
so
I just suck at it.
Really, yeah. So my sisters, I had four sisters, and all of them walk like hockey players in high heels. So I always tease them that, you know, they're not very elegant in high heels.
I had to ask.
But two of the secrets that I've experienced that help when you've got to wear those higher skinny heels is if it's a really snug fit, like you were saying, if it's really connected to your foot. And the other is if it's a non-skid bottom. That's made a huge difference, because then you walk with confidence and not kind of that tentative clomp, clomp, clomp.
Yeah. Well, that makes total sense. Yeah. Maybe I'll have to try that, because I'm always wearing wedges. Like you said, I have these tall boots on by Zuwili. I love them, but they're a thick heel. So, Rich, what can I do to help myself, though, if I'm going to wear heels? Because, of course, if I'm wearing a dress for girl talk, I like to wear cute, you know, sexy heel.
And absolutely, and we don't want to deny you that
Thank
pleasure.
You. Thank you.
But when you're done, one of the things you can do is stretch those calf muscles out, because they do shorten when you're standing in those heels all night. Give your feet a break. When you get home, a nice warm soak in a bath, rub them with a pumice stone, go get a pedicure, those types of things for your feet. As far as your low back's concerned, we want to do some core work. So we want to lay you down on the floor, stretch those calves and hamstrings out, and do those pelvic tilts backwards. So the abdominal hollows that we talk about doing before you do like a glute bridge, you want to make sure you're doing those every day that you wear heels, because we got to reverse that effect.
And get that man Travis to rub your feet.
That's right.
Well, yeah, if you can find somebody to rub your feet, I won't touch them.
Come on.
I'm kidding. I do.
He'll rub my feet.
I'll rub your feet.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
So I have a girlfriend that was wearing some platforms, and she stumbled and she fell and she sprained her ankle.
Mm.
And I've heard that when you do sprain your ankle, you have to worry about like re-spraining it. It's a little easier to re-sprain. Is that true?
It is true. Now, of course, you know, the platforms actually aren't a bad shoe, because they're pretty flat to wear.
Yeah.
The only problem is you're walking around on stilts. So
they're high.
They're high. And, you know, I'm like, I watch people walk. I'm like, I would fall off of those in a second.
I see people in the airport in those. I'm like, what?
I mean, they're clomping around. I'm like, I don't know how they do it. But anyways, what happens, though, is you do damage some of the ligaments in your foot. It depends on how bad the strain is, how much they get damaged.
Yeah.
The problem with that, though, is actually, after you sprain your ankle, we know, like, we cut our finger, right? And it hurts really bad. But after a few minutes, the endorphins kick in and our brain kind of says, yeah, your finger's cut. And it shuts off that pain signal. It's called an inhibitory signal. So it kind of shuts off that pain signal. The same thing happens if we sprain our ankle. Well, our brain is really good at knowing where our body's at in space, right? It's why we don't hit ourselves in the face when we raise our hand, right? Because we know where our hand is. We don't even have to look at it, right? You can close your eyes and put your hand over your head. That's called proprioception, so where our body's at in space. When we sprain our ankle, we lose some of that ability to know where we're at in space. So you've walked along and you go to step up on a curb and you think that you've made the step high enough and you kind of catch your toe. Well, a lot of that happens because our brain doesn't fully feel where our foot's at in space. So after you sprain your ankle, you're more likely to do that again, which is why we sprain that ankle again and again and again. So we have to wake that signal back up, the feeling back up to our to our extremity, right? To our foot.
So with your brain?
With your brain. So that's all done through, we can do it through exercise. We can do it through just motion. So I work with a lot of people. I play a lot of volleyball, and there's at least a sprained ankle once every 2 weeks. You know, if somebody landed on somebody's foot and they sprained their ankle. So I work with those people, not just to get the swelling down and get that foot back in good shape, but also to make sure that their brain knows where their foot's at in space so that they don't miss that curb, sprain that ankle again, fall off the next set of platforms, and do the same thing again.
Okay, I'm dying to ask, too, about damage, like permanent damage. For example, I remember I had to stand in heels, and they did not have any cushion, and the ball of my foot really took a hit for that, and I feel like it's still a problem. Is there permanent damage I could have done, or we can do in other ways?
Yeah, and there's a lot of times we can cause arthritis, bunions. There's called a deformity called Haglund's deformity that can happen in the foot.
Awful.
Yeah,
Jesus.
It sounds awful, isn't it?
Rich, it's like, come on.
It's where you get this big bump on the back of your foot, and then you've got bunions that form. So that's what the damage that we can do to our feet. As far as our spine's concerned, because you're affecting everything all the way up, right? So I always tell people, if you're going to spend money on anything, spend it on your shoes, because you're in them all day and you're walking around in them. So spend money on them, make them feel good, get somebody to fit good shoes on you. But the long-term damage to the spine is what those micro traumas that happen every day. So if we sit in a chair all day and we don't sit like we have a tail, which is keeping that curve in our low back, then that straightening of that curve in your low back causes damage over time, and that's why we degenerate quicker. And so we want to make sure that path is as long as we can, right? I don't want to degenerate until I'm 90, because I want to feel good until then.
Oh, I'm going for 100.
I don't want to be around that long. I don't want to be around that long. Life's too tough for that. No. And so the same thing with heels. If we straighten that curve out in the low back, or we cause too much curve, right, in the low back, those joints smash together, and any joint that you keep repetitively smashing together over time is going to degenerate quicker. So yes, can you cause permanent damage? Yes, to your feet. We can form Morton's neuromas, we can get the Haglund's deformity, all of those bunions forming, which never look good, and feet are hard to make look good anyways in my eyes, but yeah. But then we've got to worry about your knees, your hips, and your low back, as well as even up to your neck, where we're trying to counteract the effect of those things.
Sure.
And that's where chiropractors can evaluate to see how far along on that degenerative pathway you are, or they can at least give you exercises and maybe even do some adjustments and some corrective therapy that can get you back to where we're not degenerating on that quick path and instead putting you on the long path to
like I did yesterday when I saw Dr. Rich. So because I just found out because I was feeling pain in my arms and my hands, and I went to the doctor, got an x-ray, and then they looked and they said, it looks like, you know, either you're having degenerative things happening on your spine or some carpal tunnel. And then yesterday I had some therapy done, physical therapy. So I'm feeling a lot better, thanks to you.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. So, yes, and we evaluate to see if that degeneration's gotten bad, how far along that is. And we can use x-ray to do that, which I offer in my office, as well as the therapies that we can use to help counteract the immediate symptoms that you're having, as well as looking at a long-term plan for how do we avoid this? How do we get to the cause of what's happening to you so that we can reverse that? And since you're in heels every day... We got to do more with you than most.
Got to look good. Well, there you have it. We are out of time. Dr. Rich, that is my boy. That's also Shady's boy for New Health Chiropractic. He's located at 2690 Research Park Drive in Fitchburg, taking care of all your ailments. We love you, and I appreciate you stopping in today.
Thanks so much, Krista. It's been great to be here.
Absolutely. And of course, we'll put up all the social media plugs for Dr. Rich as well. And make sure you check him out at newhealthmadison.com and Facebook, New Health Chiropractic, and so much more. Janet Crescent, I love you, girl. I can't wait to see you again next week.
You're welcome, sweetie. Happy Friday.
Thank you. It's Krista in the Morning Rush with Fit and Fabulous all day long with New Health Chiropractic on Nitro and Jams. Ladies, an afternoon.